Hi, and welcome to this demo that I've been meaning to do for the last month or so. And this is concerning the chest harness for your smartphone. And this particular chest harness I got here in Australia from www.camgo.com.au. And this website sells chest harnesses, shoulder mounts, all the sort of stuff that you would use for outdoor adventure-y type sports, such as riding on a mountain bike, filming yourself skiing down a mountain slope, well, what we call mountains, at least in Australia, and so on and so on. And the reason why I'm talking about this today is because for blind and low vision folks, we can use the chest harness to put our smartphone into, whether it's an iPhone or an Android phone, and of course then use things like FaceTime, Be My Eyes, Aira, etc., then to communicate via video and or audio to a person that you might want to get instructions from, guiding you around, telling you what the camera's looking at, etc. And I should say the other service that we also use in Australia is called Be My Guide, and that's a free video type service again, where you can actually have a support person, a friend, staff member from an organisation like Vision Australia, link into the phone app, so to speak, and then guide you around or give you instructions, again through the video camera. Now, the reason why I love this particular chest harness, besides being relatively cheap, it was only $34 Australian, is the fact when I've tried some other options, i.e. the neck lanyard, and that's when you've got the lanyard around your neck, there's a little sort of case webbing thing that goes over the back normally of your smartphone. But what happens, of course, when you're walking, that tends to sway from side to side and goes all over the place. So if somebody's looking at the view through the camera, it's going to keep moving all over the place, and they'll keep asking you to try and keep the video camera still. And the other option, when I used to use the smart glasses from Aira, being a blind person, I don't tend to always look probably straight ahead. And I was getting a bit tired, and I understand why they need to look properly. But having a person constantly ask you to keep lifting your head gets a little bit tiring after a while. So the nice thing about the chest harness, it's almost, well, it's not quite in the middle of your body mass. It's stationary on your chest because it's strapped to you. It's not moving at all except for your body movement when you're walking. And I've tried it with a few of those video services I mentioned already, and it's been absolutely perfect. So on to the actual chest harness itself. So what you've got is a plastic mount. And on the mount, you've then got a little insertion hook that slots into the actual mount itself. And what that has is a couple of components. So you've got the little insertion point that slots into a segment in the actual mount. And then off that, you've got a little two-prong device that you stick a little plastic bolt through. And what that does, that then attaches the cradle that the actual phone sits into to the mount. So what I've now got in front of me, if you like, is on my chest, I've got the mount, which is basically straight on my chest. And then I've got the cradle that will hold the phone, in this case my iPhone, in landscape mode. And on the top of the cradle, what I've got is a little rubber handle. And if I pull it up, I can pull out a sort of spring-loaded catch out of the cradle to extend it so it actually fits in the size of my iPhone. And then coming from the top are two straps. They go up and over my shoulders on either side. And then at the back where the two straps come together, I've got a strap going around to the left, coming back around my left-hand side that attaches to the left-hand side of the mount in the front of my chest. And that's actually a fixed strap. So when you put this on, you've got to put the two straps that come over your shoulders over your head. And then you put your arm between that left-hand strap that goes over your left shoulder and the actual left-hand strap that comes under your arm around your chest, because they're actually two fixed straps. And then you've got a single strap that you can adjust, which is at the right-hand side of that little thing at the back of your back, which you've got to bend around with your hand, which I'm doing now. Pull it around the right-hand side of your chest. And on the right-hand side of the mount, you've got a clip where you can just clip the strap on the right-hand side, come the right-hand side of your chest into, which I've just done now. And what you'll find on both the right-hand side strap, which I said was a free one where you click it up, and the left-hand side, you've got the ability to be able to adjust the strap tightness around your chest. And those two straps that I said were coming back over the top of your shoulders, they've also got adjustments. So I can actually just pull them up a little bit. I'll do that now. I'm sort of zhuzhing the strap through its other little bracket. And I've just tightened that up a little bit, so it ends up being a quite nice fit on your chest and over your shoulders. In fact, half the time I can't even notice I'm actually wearing this chest harness. It's so comfy. All right, so if I now grab my iPhone, when you put the smartphone in the harness, think about which camera you actually want to use, because, of course, the camera you're using has to be facing out away from you. And, of course, the better camera usually in your smartphone is the one at the back. Because I'm tending to use VoiceOver, what I tend to do is I tend to use the front camera. What I'm doing now is I'm putting my phone in landscape mode and I'm pulling up on that little knob at the top, pulling it up, and then I'm resting my iPhone into it and then releasing it. So what I've now got is I've got my home button because I'm using an iPhone SE to the right. And then because it's sitting in the cradle, so it's gripping at the top at the bottom, just make sure that particularly on the top here with my iPhone SE, that the top grip of the actual cradle is not pushing down on the bottom volume key of your iPhone, because down the bottom there's a lot of room. The power button on the iPhone is nowhere near the bottom part of the cradle where it's gripping onto the smartphone, in this case i.e. my iPhone. So I can now unlock my iPhone.
FaceTime.
And there we go. So my phone's just sitting on my chest, hands free when I'm not using the touchscreen. I can ring up one of the video assistant services or just make a normal phone call, because I'm normally using my AirPods anyway. And you've got hands-free communication via your smartphone, in this case, sitting on a mount on your chest. Very, very cool. Now, the other thing you can do with this mount, because that cradle can swivel forward and back a bit, I can push the phone right forward. That's my phone going off. So that the actual iPhone is literally facing the ground. Now, just a tip, when you're doing that, hold the cradle. Don't push on the phone, otherwise the phone's going to actually flip out of the actual cradle a bit. So just be careful of that. So I'm going to pull it back, and I've actually got my fingers on the cradle, not the iPhone. So I'm pulling it back. It's now vertical again, facing forward. And I'm pulling it back, and it's probably about a 45-degree angle. So I can sort of have the camera almost in a way pointing at the ceiling, not quite above me, but at a 45-degree angle or sort of away from me. So you can definitely have it in different positions. When it's in its normal landscape mode in front of you, it's probably, I can put my hand sideways, and that's the distance between where the phone's sitting in landscape mode and my chest. So it's not too bad. It doesn't really get in the way. So if you want to actually be able to just leave the chest harness on, take the cradle off, that little bolt that I was talking about, I'm just unscrewing it now, taking it out, and I've just taken the cradle off the chest harness, and it's not taking up so much room. Okay, so put it back on this little bolt, and I'm sliding it on the right-hand side through the couple of holes. And what you've got to do is sort of line up the cradle connection with the rest of the hole that the bolt goes through. There it is. And then I'm just doing a clockwise rotate away from me to tighten it up. And there you go. It's back on again. So it's really easy to use. As I said, it's only $34.
Two or four bars. Signal strength.
Thank you. It's only $34. It's really comfy to wear. My wife says I look like a bit of a dork, but look, it works really nicely. Of course, you wouldn't use it without headphones, i.e. AirPods, because you also want the hands-free experience. And again, that's why I have the front camera facing forward, so I can still touch on the touchscreen, and I can listen to the person, and the person can see through the camera, rather than taking the full benefit of the back camera. I have used the back camera, but I've normally used that with the Revo keyboard, and that's a little keyboard that you can fully control VoiceOver from the little keypad, and I've normally got that in my pocket if I want to use the back camera for better video information for the person helping me out. So there you go. So that's a bit of a quick review and some tips of the chest harness from CamGo here in Australia. And again, that was www.camgo.com.au. And as I say in all my other demos, thanks for listening, and bye for now.